This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of unaccompanied children crossing the Mexican border into the United States have quickly reignited the contentious immigration debate in Washington. Republicans and Democrats are at odds over who's to blame for what both parties describe as a crisis. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy led a group of Republican lawmakers to the border Monday to condemn policies of Democratic President Joe Biden that McCarthy said have opened the border to unfettered illegal migration. McCarthy told reporters at the border in El Paso, Texas, quote, "The security of our nation and our border is first and foremost the responsibility of our president." He said, "This crisis is created by the presidential policies of this new administration." Upon taking office in January, Biden stopped construction of the border wall championed by former President Donald Trump and has advanced what he says are more humanitarian immigration policies. The Biden administration has stopped short of calling the influx of migrants a crisis, instead calling it a challenge. The migrants included nearly 30,000 unaccompanied children in February alone. The Biden administration has been hard-pressed to keep thousands of impoverished Guatemalan, Honduran, and Salvadoran migrants from traveling on a dangerous trek through Mexico to what they believe will be a safer, more prosperous life in the United States. The children are being kept in makeshift facilities at the border. They're already at 94% capacity before they can be sent to relatives already living in the United States or to vetted families willing to take care of or adopt them. On Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters the Biden administration is trying to fix the broken system that was left to them by the Trump administration. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has confirmed New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland as Interior Secretary. This makes her the first Native American to hold a cabinet department. Democrats and tribal groups are praising Haaland's confirmation as historic. For the first time, a Native American will lead the powerful department where decisions on relations with the nearly 600 federally recognized tribes are made. The Department of the Interior also oversees a host of other issues, including energy development on public lands and waters, national parks, and endangered species. In a message posted on his Instagram account, Kremlin critic and Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny is being held in a prison camp in Russia's Vladimir region, northeast of Moscow, that is known for its strict control of inmates. Navalny's precise location had been unknown after his legal team said last week that he had been moved from his previous location. On Monday, Navalny confirmed he was fine and being held at the IK2 Corrective Penal Colony in the town of Pokrov, about 100 kilometers east of Moscow. Navalny, who's 44, is one of President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critics. He was jailed earlier this year for parole violations in a decision that the West has condemned as politically motivated. He's due to serve out a 2.5-year sentence and is only able to communicate with the outside world via his lawyers. Haitian rights activists, a former ambassador to the country, and civil society groups are pressing the United States government to drop its support for a plan by Haiti's president to hold a referendum and elections at a time of rising violence and kidnappings in the country. Two members of Haitian civil society, a former U.S. ambassador to Haiti and the leader of a Haitian-American non-governmental organization working on immigration issues, testified before American lawmakers Friday, saying no elections can be held because the Haitian Provisional Electoral Council lacks credibility and gang violence is rising. The panel urged officials not to support Haitian President Jovenel Moïse's plan to hold a constitutional referendum in June, followed by legislative and presidential elections in September and November of this year. Oscar nominations were announced Monday, and history has been made in the Best Director category. For the first time, two women were nominated in the same year, Chloe Zhao for Nomadland and Emerald Fennell for Promising Young Woman. Zhao is also the first woman of Asian descent to be nominated for Best Director. The other three Best Director nominees are David Fincher for Mank, Lee Isaac Chung for Minari, and Thomas Vinterberg for Another Round. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.